From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Senate returns today from its Thanksgiving recess to what many expect could be a month-long debate on a health overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The dramatic 60-39 vote a week ago Saturday was only the curtain raiser for what could be a very long and very divisive debate. All but a handful of Republicans remain adamantly opposed to the legislation to expand health insurance coverage, curb many insurance industry practices, and begin to try to slow health care spending. Meanwhile, Democrats remain divided amongst themselves over many issues in the bill, most notably whether to have a government-run public plan as one option for people to join as part of a new insurance marketplace. Other issues likely to come up include to what extent abortion funding should be banned using federal dollars and whether undocumented immigrants should be kept from receiving benefits in the new insurance exchanges. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
In Honduras, a conservative opposition leader, Porfirio Lobo, has won a controversial presidential election. NPR's Jason Bobian has a report from Tegucigalpa.
In his victory speech, Porfirio Lobo promised a ballroom of his supporters that he'll bring a deeply divided country back together. The conservative cattle rancher said what Honduras needs now is unity. The Central American nation has been sharply split over a June coup which ousted President Manuel Zelaya. Zelaya, who remains holed up in the Brazilian embassy, denounced Lobo's victory, saying, "As president of Honduras, I declare this process illegitimate." The election has also split the international community. The United States, Costa Rica, and Panama have said they'd recognize the results, while regional powers Brazil, Venezuela, and Argentina say they won't. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.
Police have surrounded a house in Seattle and fired shots at the house where a man sought in the Tacoma coffee shop killings of four police officers may be hiding. The widely spaced, deliberate gunfire followed negotiators' use of loudspeakers and explosions to prod Maurice Clemens into surrendering. Authorities in the region have been seeking Clemens in yesterday morning's shooting of four Lakewood officers about 30 miles from the Seattle house. There's been no audible response from the house. Nearly every market in Asia traded higher today. In Tokyo, Japan's Nikkei average rose by 264 points, or 2.9%. Oil prices rose to near $77 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was up by 52 cents to $76.57 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. The trial of John Demjanjuk opens today in Germany. The retired auto worker from Ohio faces a maximum 15 years in prison if convicted of being an accessory to the murder of thousands of Jews at a Nazi death camp during World War II. Terry Schultz reports.
Ukrainian-born John Demjanjuk insists he was a Nazi prisoner of war during the Holocaust and wasn't present at Poland's Sobibor death camp, where it's charged he volunteered as a guard and helped kill almost 28,000 Jews. It's only the latest, but likely the last, attempt to convict the frail 89-year-old of Nazi war crimes. A naturalized American after moving to the U.S. in 1951, he was stripped of citizenship decades later when charges were brought against him in Israel. There he was tried and sentenced to death in 1988 for being a brutal guard known as Ivan the Terrible at the Treblinka death camp. But that conviction was overturned. Demjanjuk returned to the U.S. temporarily, but was extradited in May to Germany, where prosecutors armed with new evidence believe they can definitively prove he assisted the Nazis at Sobibor. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
United Arab Emirates stocks took a dive today as investors waited for clarity on Dubai's plan to delay repaying billions of dollars in debt and government word on how it would deal with the crisis that has shaken global markets. Stocks did steady eventually after the United Arab Emirates central bank promised additional liquidity to local banks. Somali pilots have hijacked a Saudi oil tanker carrying crude oil from Saudi Arabia to the United States. Commander John Harbour, a spokesman for the European Union Naval Force, says the Greek-owned vessel was hijacked yesterday about 800 miles off the coast of Somalia. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.